Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Guys, we have a very serious topic today. We're going to be talking about suicide prevention. This is very important, especially during this month, for this is a suicide awareness month. And I've been kind of hesitant to talk about this because this is a topic that is very close to me. In the past, I have had suicidal thoughts and I didn't really know how to combat them. And over time, God has showed me and led me and guided me to ways to combat that. And I would like to share that with you because I feel that it's important in this time. And there are so many people that are dealing with suicide, especially in this generation, people who are not able to see the light of day. And unfortunately, God is in control and he sees every hurting heart, and he is here to nurture and love all those who need him and even those that don't. But let's get into this whole thing. First things first, and this is for everybody, take it one day at a time, okay? It is okay to take your time. It is okay to heal. It is okay to recover. It's okay to be. You don't always have to achieve more or work towards something every single day. Sometimes it is okay to rest, especially in the Lord. So take it one day at a time. If you're not feeling your best, if you're not feeling up to par, it is okay. That is probably your body or even your mind telling you that you need rest and you need time to think and process things, and that is 100% okay. So take it one day at a time. That goes for everyone. Life is full of ups and downs, and sometimes those ups and downs can really take a toll on your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your body. You aren't alone. A lot of people feel this and deal with many things and circumstances. Don't ever feel like you're alone in your situation. Although you could be facing something that a lot of people are not used to or know of or don't understand that you're not alone in the fact that sometimes people feel like giving up or like things are too much. Situations arise that can often leave us defeated, feeling like we should just give up. And, you know, it's easy to feel that way. I know because I've felt that way many times. When those troubling thoughts come upon you, come to you, acknowledge them, you know, let them be. And then take a deep breath and remember that those thoughts are not your thoughts, that you are just the one who is becoming aware of those thoughts or noticing them. But you are not your thoughts, and that is important. Remind yourself that the creator of the sun, the moon, the earth, the universes, the stars, and everything there is loves you infinitely. The Most High wants you to experience peace, love, joy, harmony. God truly understands all that you feel because he feels it. He's felt it. He's experienced it with you. He loves you, and I mean that. God has extended that grace towards me, and this is why I can be a living testimony to know that God wants you to live and he wants you to thrive. Don't allow the things that happen in your life to get you down or make you feel like you shouldn't have a life. You are alive because of God's grace and mercy. God loves you and he wants you to live. Now let's go to some scripture, because I feel like, you know, I gotta back everything up with the word of God. But John 16:33 says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good courage and cheer. I have overcome the world." When life gets hard, turn to Christ. Turn to Jesus Christ, because he loves you and he's within you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. To be in the Lord is to be in peace, joy, harmony, rest, and faith. The world may bring tribulations, trials, circumstances, negative energy, but the Lord will bring restoration and love and peace and all the things that you may be seeking. When you feel like you are going through suicidal spells, or you feel like things are just too much and you want to escape or get away, you can escape in the Lord. He has a strong tower for you, and he's open arms ready to bring you in anytime you turn to him. Now, let's go more on the natural side, as I've shared some spiritual sides. And these are important for anyone who may be dealing with suicide or know of people who are, or maybe you don't know. These are signs that you can look for in people who may be dealing with these things. So, off the bat, dramatic mood swings, loss of interest in normal activities, becoming quiet or withdrawn, declining grades in school or productivity at work, giving away possessions, pets, fixation on death or suicidal writings, drug and alcohol abuse, drugs or alcohol that are present more than 50% of the time, both in males and females. A lot of alcohol and drugs are big parts of suicide, and I don't have to go into detail about that, but you know, those substances can really have an effect on your mind and the way you think. So you always have to be careful if you are consuming those things. Changes in personality, getting affairs in order, writing a will, paying off debt, unusual cleaning, things of those nature are signs of suicide. And evidence of planning, such as buying weapons, ropes, drugs, or chemicals to harm yourself. These are things to pay attention to and look out for people who are dealing with this behind closed doors, because not everyone is comfortable sharing those things, and that is understandable. We live in a world where it's really frowned upon to share those things, and it shouldn't be, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all human and we all have issues and problems. And sometimes those scenes can really, really get down on us and make us feel so bad to the point that we want to live, we don't want to exist. And when that happens, it is easier to retreat in our own minds or in our own little worlds instead of communicating and talking to others. And the reason I share that is because I've experienced that a while ago, back in like 2012, around that era, I'll just say that. I was dealing with some suicidal thoughts, and it got so bad that my pastor of my organization, the founder of my organization, the church, she flew me out to Jeffersonville, Indiana to sit down and talk to me. And she told me, she looked me in my eyes and told me that my life was precious and that it was not worth taking my life for anything or anyone. And I remember breaking down and crying because I felt worthless at that time. And God used her to shed that light on me, to understand that I am worthy of life and that no one or nothing can make me feel that I don't deserve to be here. And so that was a process in my healing. And it took, you know, opening up to someone and sharing them my story in order to get to that place. However, that's not how everyone processes things. Sometimes you have to be your own self-motivator to affirm yourself and love yourself when you feel like no one else can. But understand that God is infinite, and he has angels and love everywhere present for you. So you can always open yourself up to someone else, especially if you're being led to, and God will open his love and extend it towards you. Whew, it's a lot. It really is a lot. And as a person who's dealt with that, this is just a very sensitive topic for me. But I also understand how sensitive it is for other people. The best thing I can say is truly return to the Lord. That's who helped me. But also understand everyone has their own process in this whole thing. Again, your thoughts come and go. Remember, you're not your thoughts. You're just the one noticing them. There are many internal and external factors that may cause suicidal thoughts. If you're experiencing them, talk to a friend, a family member, a loved one. Affirm yourself in the mirror if you have to. But you are not alone. You can talk to me as well, you know. I'm about to be a counselor, so I'm open arms, heart, and ears to anyone who is in need of counseling, or just to talk, or just wants to share their story. I'm here. Whether you want advice or not, I'm here to listen. And I truly do love you, because that is what I am. I am love, and I want to extend that love to you, because your life is precious. Your life is precious. God has created you for a reason. No one can play your part, you know? No one. I know some people don't want to exist all the time. I know life is hard, but know your existence is perfect and precious as it is. You're here for a reason. God has a special plan and purpose for your life. You are loved and supported by God. If no one else, you are supported by God and the divine realm, the angels, and all the lovers upon the earth, honestly. Because we're here, we understand. You can always call upon the Lord. He will surely answer you. the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. You know, and I think that scripture, Psalms 145:18. That's what it is. But with all this being said, this is a very serious topic, and there's so many things we can talk about with it. But I just wanted to share this little bit because it's important. It's important to have this conversation, especially amongst the youth. The numbers are very high with the youth, very high with the youth. And it's evident that they feel like they have no one to talk to, or they can't share, especially amongst themselves. But understand that there are people here that are open arms, open ears to listen to you or anyone else that you may know. You know, we have to be each other's support system. If you know someone who's dealing with this, help them get help. Encourage them to get help. If you know anyone that is dealing with them, there are crisis hotlines that you can dial or text. I know 988 is one. And this is a suicide prevention and crisis hotline. And, you know, always know help is available. And God wants to help you. Simple as that. So I want to just pray and close this out, because I know how important it is to pray about these things. So, Heavenly Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father God, you see every heart, mind, body, and soul, spirit that is dealing with suicidal thoughts or suicide at all. Father God, we know that there is a spirit of suicide that exists. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I ask that you bind up that spirit of suicide and cast it out, Lamb of God. Cast it out of every temple and every mind, every heart and every soul, Lamb of God. Nurture your children, O Lamb of God. Loosen your love within their temples and in their hearts. Let them know that they are divinely loved by you and supported at all times. And there's no weapon formed against them that shall ever prosper. Whatever the situations and circumstances may be that may make them feel suicidal, Lamb of God, ask that you remove it. Flatten it, O Lamb of God. Remove those mountains. Close those doors, O Lamb of God. And fill their whole being, O Lamb of God, with your love, your mercy, your glory, your power, and your strength, O Lamb of God. Holy Spirit, descend upon every hurting soul, every broken heart, every person who may be dealing with suicide from whatever it may be, any circumstances or situation. Nurture them, care for them, love them, O Lamb of God. Push back the powers of darkness from them. Father God, bring in high vibrational energies of love and light so they may understand that they are precious and that their existence is important, O Lamb of God. I thank you for what you are doing in the lives of all. And I thank you for loving us, Father God, for we know that you loved us first, and all we have to do is choose to love you back. Father, I thank you for your divine grace and your mercy. I thank you for every soul that you shall preserve during this time, O Lamb of God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, if you know anyone who is dealing with suicide or suicidal thoughts, please reach out, get help. It's okay to get help. It's okay. It really is okay. No one is going to judge you, because a lot of us have been in that same place, and we want you to know that there's another side of it, that everything will be okay eventually, and God works. He works his best when we are going through it, and even when we're up on the top. But sometimes when we need God the most is in those low places, and that is okay. So call upon the Lord if you can't call upon anyone else, but understand that there are people here that are available to you to help you in your process of healing and moving forward. This is not the end of your story, and God has so much more planned for you. I love you. God loves you, and have a beautiful, blessed day.